With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Missoula County deputies are searching for a suspect in a shooting that left a man in critical condition. The victim was found lying in the road in the Miller Creek area southwest of Missoula at about 8:30 p.m. Monday. Sheriff's Office spokesperson Jeanette Smith says officers are searching for Zakai Houck, also known as Kai William, as a person of interest in the shooting.
He is 20 years old. He is described as 5'11", approximately 150 pounds, with brown eyes and brown hair.
Smith says he should be considered armed and dangerous. The victim's name and age have not been released. The body that regulates electric utilities in Montana is asking a court to rule on what information it must disclose to news media outlets after they filed public records requests earlier this year. Yellowstone Public Radio News' Kayla DeRoche reports.
Public Service Commission lawyers filed a complaint in late April asking a Great Falls District Court judge to make the call on what they can and cannot disclose about improper access and release of commissioner work emails. Multiple media outlets, including YPR, submitted public information requests to find out who may have acquired Bozeman Commissioner Roger Koopman's unredacted work emails. The issue came under public examination earlier this year when conservative political blog Northwest Liberty News received the emails from an unnamed source and posted them to its website. PSC lawyers in their complaint cite concern for employee privacy and attorney-client privilege and ask the court to decide what information must legally be released to the media outlets. The defendants include three anonymous PSC employees, the parent companies of the Billings Gazette and the Great Falls Tribune, and Montana State University. Montana State University Billings holds the license for Yellowstone Public Radio. The lawsuit puts all three outlets in the position of having to pay attorneys to argue their case. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
In the interest of full disclosure, MSU is a defendant in the case, and Yellowstone Public Radio's Kayla DeRoche is named and quoted in the plaintiff's court papers. Montana is reporting 461 confirmed cases of the COVID-19 illness, with one new case in Bighorn County and one in Cascade County. 425 people have recovered, while 20 cases are still active. Toole County currently has the most active cases, with 6. A woman who entered Yellowstone National Park while it was closed due to the coronavirus suffered burns when she fell into a thermal feature. Park officials say she was reportedly backing up while taking photos Tuesday morning and fell into a hot spring or fumarole near the Old Faithful geyser. She got into her car and was driving north when she was stopped by park rangers. A park spokesperson said the woman was flown to the burn center at Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center. Yellowstone has been closed since March 24th to help reduce the spread of the coronavirus. Park officials did not release the woman's name or the extent of her injuries. A group backing a Montana voter initiative says it's been given the green light to collect signatures remotely in order to qualify its issue for the November ballot. Yellowstone Public Radio News' Kayla DeRoche reports it is the first group to find a workaround to social distancing guidelines.
The Montana Secretary of State this month granted permission for one renewable energy ballot initiative to collect signatures remotely. If passed, Initiative 187 would transition the state to 80% renewable energy by 2034. Russ Doty with the group Montana Cares says signature gathering stalled in March due to social distancing measures.
We lost being able to collect signatures at major events, and we also lost the ability to collect signatures because people weren't getting together in large groups. So we've got to do something different, and this will help.
The Secretary of State Office's May 7th decision allows voters to download forms online, fill out and sign them, and then mail them directly to county election offices. Another ballot initiative to legalize recreational marijuana use recently lost its bid to use software called DocuSign to collect electronic signatures. A Missoula District Court ruled in late April that the organizers failed to demonstrate this mode of collecting signatures is necessary. The court further expressed doubt about the security of collecting those electronic signatures. Montana Cares says it collected a little more than 40% of the roughly 25,500 signatures it needs by June to qualify for the ballot. The Secretary of State's office did not respond to YPR's request for comment by the deadline for this story. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
The Trump administration yesterday moved to block a Washington state law that imposed safety restrictions on oil shipments by rail in response to numerous explosive accidents. The Department of Transportation determined federal law preempts the state's mandate that crude from the oil fields of the Northern Plains have more of its volatile gases removed prior to being loaded onto rail cars. The attorneys general for Montana and North Dakota had argued the law effectively banned crude from their states. A spokesperson for Washington Governor Jay Inslee says the state is considering its legal options in response to the determination. We're continuing our series looking at the impact of the novel coronavirus pandemic on science in Montana. Last week, the university system in Montana started to slightly relax restrictions on research and lab work. But labs across the state continue to grapple with how to keep their experiments on course. Sophia Stewart-Rossi reports.
To prevent the spread of COVID-19, researchers and scientific labs across the state are teleworking if possible, slowing down their lab work, and social distancing when they get into the office.
I have a mask right now. I just took it off so that it wouldn't muffle my voice.
Emily Moore, a postdoctoral researcher at an evolutionary genomics lab at the University of Montana, took a break from her work looking at the genetic makeup of a one-of-its-kind organ, the placenta, for a Zoom call. Moore is considered an essential person in her lab, meaning she is one of a couple who are regularly allowed inside. She's required to check if freezers are working, ongoing samples are safe, and other tasks. But Moore says it's lonely not spending time with peers.
I can't wait for it to be over. I'm ready.
Other labs are cutting back on-site staffing, too. At the Flathead Lake Biological Station, more than 30 people are ordinarily researching side by side, but now only two are allowed inside at once. Adam Bauman, freshwater research lab manager, is measuring pollutant levels in water. This work helps maintain Flathead Lake as one of the cleanest in the world.
If you get bored doing it, you're doing something wrong.
Like other labs working across the state during the pandemic, Bauman has to manage how to keep research going with limited staff, which could delay when important data will be collected and create a backlog of work at the world-renowned center.
You know, the uncertainty of all this is one of the most challenging pieces. Definitely keeps me up at night sometimes.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi.
The story is supported by a grant from the National Geographic COVID-19 Emergency Fund for Journalists. I'm Cole Grant, Montana Public Radio.